Good morning. Today is July the 1st, 186th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Mark Lovelace. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Fog. I love fog.
Happy new fiscal year.
Yeah. Yeehaw. I suppose, Mark, that'll be our leaping off point here once we get things rolling. Ah, here we go. Albert Einstein. Just because I happen to cut it to the E's. Try not to become a man of success, but rather a man of value. That's kind of cool. Are we getting proper value? Notice the slight bridge there. Out of county government last year, did we get it?
I'm sure there's as many opinions about that as there are people in Humboldt County. So.
Oh, you're not going to play this morning, huh?
Well, you know.
It's interesting, like you said, how people have different perspectives of value.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty individual. But you guys have got enough matrix and monitoring and systems and reporting and whether it's for grants or the election cycles or phone calls you get or backslaps that you get or attaboys or whatever, you have a pretty good sense. You know, if something's really going off into the weeds, you guys know it. Because you get five to 50 phone calls about, hey, I've got this situation. You know. Was it an okay year?
Yeah, I think it was overall a good year. You know, some of the notable things from this past year that I think you know, were really good. Getting Measure Z passed, of course, was a huge step towards being able to address a lot of the counties. Needs. Keep in mind, of course, Measure Z, the amount of money that's generated is just a very, very small, couple of percent of the overall county budget. So it's not going to fix everything. But it gave us a chunk of money to be able to address a number of needs that we knew were lacking. And, of course, the implementation starts this year, with this fiscal year, and it'll take some time to get the new deputies staffed up and on the streets and all of the different things that are going to come from that. So it'll be a while before people actually, really see the fruits of Measure Z. But as we get through this year, hopefully that'll start to become really apparent and people will be pleased with what they see and recognize the value of, folks going into that voting booth and supporting something like this, saying, yes, we need to pay a little additional tax to be able to have the kind of community that we want.
You think that's what this last year will be thought of? Measure Z? Is that kind of the landmark event or item that impacted the community? I would suggest it's got to be the top five, if not the top one.
I think Measure Z, for this past year, I think Measure Z would probably be the number one, from the county government perspective. There's other issues out there in the community, of course. I think that this coming year, the number one issue will be finally seeing something happen at the county level regarding marijuana regulation.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listening to Destination Radio. If you live here on California's North Coast or on the Curry Coast of Oregon, we're here to help you with things to do and places to see that are not too far from home. If you're visiting our beautiful area, we'll tell you about the events and destinations that will make you want to stay a little longer. What roads to take for spectacular scenery, where to hike in the forests and over the sand dunes, where to ride your bike or paddle a canoe. Coming soon to a radio near you, 790 AM, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace. Mark, before the break, we were talking a little bit about Measure Z being one of the top events in the rearview mirror, and that as we look through the front windshield, the big challenge, and I think everybody probably is on board with it in one form or another, but it all gets back to legalization and in the drug issues that we have, or the drug culture that we have in the area. What are you hearing about this thing? It was supposed to be last fall at one point, and then it was going to be this election, that election, five or six different entities trying to draft the text. Is it still kind of like a more of a mosquito swarm than anything else, and everybody's kind of out trying to do their own thing independent?
No, I think ever since Proposition 19, ever since it failed, I think the focus has been on 2016. One of the issues with Prop 19 was that it was in 2010. It wasn't a presidential election year. And something like this that's a real big values-based issue, you know, the simple political math is you want to do that in a November presidential election. 2012 was coming up too quickly. And so it's been quite a while that folks have been anticipating that in 2016 we'll see a ballot initiative to legalize cannabis, marijuana, pick your word, for adult recreational use in California. And so that created a moment in time, a period of time, for the legislature to get some regulation in place. You know, it's been 19 years since Prop 215 was passed in 1996. 19 years, and we still have no regulatory framework.
The legislature should have been able to put into some play.
But because the legislature, you know, somewhat reflective of a lot of, you know, members of the community, you know, of their constituents, refused to validate the issue by talking about it as a legitimate policy issue. And there's the experience I had a lot of times was encountering people in the legislature or elsewhere in Sacramento who couldn't conceive of any issue, of any discussion that there is to be had around this issue other than, are you for it or are you against it? Is it good or bad? And it was entirely a values-based issue.
So no acceptance that 215 had passed?
Well, just the idea that if you move to regulate it, you're legitimizing it. And if people can't get to that idea of legitimizing it because they're saying, I still think this is a bad thing, it's a terrible thing, no one should ever smoke it, no one should be able to grow it or possess it or whatever.
Well, I think the same thing with the Coastal Commission. Okay, big deal. Doesn't mean I'm going to be able to stop that.
Exactly.
It's a management issue.
Yeah, and if we look at if we look at other highly values-based issues, which the Coastal Commission may or may not be, but I'm thinking, you know, around alcohol or pornography or strip clubs,
air quality, water quality, land use. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we all have our various opinions on.
Yeah, people have differing opinions, but even the ones that are considered moral issues, like I said, of alcohol, pornography,
how about tobacco?
Whatever. Tobacco. Exactly.
It's kind of close.
I was thinking there's another one in there. But yeah, that kind of counts. And none of these things do we ban it outright. We regulate it. We deal with ways. How do we reduce the harm? How do we, you know, we recognize all these things. We want to keep them out of the hands of minors. All of these things we want to regulate the time, place, and manner for sale, for where clubs can be located, things like this. We deal with the actual impacts rather than just saying no, you can't do anything at all around this issue. And it's been really hard to bring people over to having that discussion about cannabis, to say, let's regulate it in the same way we do these other things, which is take a harm reduction approach if someone wants to do, harm to their own selves by drinking too much, smoking and giving themselves lung cancer or whatever, any of these things, we give them that right. We allow them to do that. It's freedom. But we want to make sure that in the process of them indulging in that freedom for themselves, that they're not doing additional harm to the community.
So why hasn't there been, I guess, just taking one of those structures that are already in place? It's, tobacco's probably goofy mm-hmm. because, now it's indoor, outdoor, where can you smoking here, I've not heard that the marijuana is going to be in the same is regulated as tightly, but obviously it would make sense that it would. I mean, smoking is smoking.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to smoke a dandelion, I suppose it would be the same kind of a thing.
Do you smoke dandelions?
Oh, man.
Do you want to tell us something?
The cat is out of the bag now.
Yeah, but I can see tomorrow's headlines.
So. Yeah. It just seems logical that you would take a set of rules, whether it was for that or prohibition, you know, with alcohol or wine or beer manufacture, whatever, and use that as a starting point. And you're probably 95% of the way done. And then you just kind of work it, and you're there.
Well, you're raising a great point.
Are you trying to start from zero on this stuff?
Well, you're raising an excellent point, which is that there's nothing around.
Sorry, I don't raise dandelions. I don't want that to be
there. So you're not a dandelion farmer.
Correct.
Okay. So you buy them from the dandelion dispensary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Apparently it's time for the music to take us to the break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with dandelions and a whole lot more when we come back.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Mark Lovelace. You tired of the hyphen? Humboldt County Supervisor, hyphen, Mark Lovelace.
Wouldn't that be a semicolon?
Well, it depends on, you know, if you passed Mrs. G's grammar class or not in ninth grade. And remembered it.
No, actually, I don't think there's any punctuation.
Okay,
it's just a title.
Just a pause.
So, yeah. I mean, if you did it the other way around, Mark Lovelace, hyphen.
Something,
or,
yeah.
Or
grammatical.
Humboldt County Supervisor, okay. Yeah, or comma, or something, you know. I don't know.
Exclamation point. That's what I would prefer.
An exclamation point.
So getting back to our dandelion here. And growing and trying to figure out when legalization of marijuana happens, and whether it's in California or it's what Oregon is now dealing with, or other states that are going to be passing this down the road. Where do you see the federal role in this thing? Does that come before the state in managing whatever it is? Because it seems that from talking to law enforcement guys and everybody else, that the DOJ is the real wild card. And if that branch of the federal government isn't consistent doing whatever it is, ignoring or busting everybody, that as long as the Justice Department isn't playing consistently across the board, nobody knows what's going on.
Under the current landscape, the ball's in the state's court. The state needs to do something. The DOJ has issued a couple of memos saying that they will not interfere with cultivation, distribution, whatever, that is in conformance with a state-approved regulatory program. And the problem is that California, 19 years after passage of 215, still has no statewide regulatory program. And so there's nothing. So
they have no references that they can use.
Basically, the feds have given the state, you know, here's what you need to do if you want us to take a hands-off approach to, you know, the good guys, the ones that are trying to be regulated and be in the system. It doesn't mean that they're not going to touch anything around cannabis. It means that if someone's actually part of your regulatory system and in that system, that those are the ones they'll take a hands-off approach with.
So it doesn't matter what the counties do, a la Mendocino.
Yeah.
That is, until the
there's no statewide program.
State doesn't determine. Yeah. DOJ really is kind of willy-nilly and does whatever
and
they feel like.
When, you might remember a number of years ago, there was a dispensary in Arcata, Humboldt Medical Supply, that was trying to be a model of a truly clinical medical marijuana dispensary. They had a nurse on staff. They had high security. That was very, very well done. The DOJ shut them down because lacking any statewide regulatory program. They could kind of invent for themselves, what do we think is a reasonable approach, where this should or shouldn't be, and things like that. And
so a series of individuals regulating themselves.
Yeah. So the U.S. Attorney for Northern California shut that one down because it was within 1,000 feet of a park. Now, that park...
Kids.
Yeah, well, the park that they were using for that measure was the Arcata Ballpark, which sells beer. And between that park and the dispensary, there's something like 27 different places that, you know, bars, restaurants, liquor stores that all sell alcohol. And so, you know, it's kind of strange that, you know, that would be...
Kind of a specious argument.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But because there's no framework, no statewide framework to refer to, the U.S. attorney got to kind of decide, you know, for herself what seemed like a reasonable argument.
So where are our current guys? Where are our past, for the 19 years, representatives of our area? Why, since we seem to be the magical spot for all of this stuff, why aren't they grabbing this bull by the horns and at least saying, you know, we're trying to ride the bull, but we're getting thrown off and nobody wants to play at the state, but by golly, we're going to keep hammering away, instead of just kind of being silent on this stuff.
Well, I think that for years, as I noted, no one wanted to talk about it because the only thing they could imagine was that this is a values-based argument. Are you for it or against it? Instead of saying whether you're for it or against it, the arguments for regulating are the same. If you think it's, you know,
well, the last 3 or 4 years that's
yeah,
changed.
But I mean, if you think it's miracle medicine and, you know, and it's a great thing, and you still want to regulate how people access it, and, you know, reasonable regulation like you would with any other legal industry out there. If you think it's a terrible thing, you know, and that it's morally wrong or whatever, you want to regulate it to, you know, be able to find out, you know, track the money, track the transactions, ensure that it's not being diverted into the black market, do all of these kinds of things, keep it out of the hands of minors. The arguments for regulating are the same whether you're for it or against it.
Well, and if you want to take the emotion out of it, just go back to prohibition
with
alcohol. And that kind of makes a little sense. But
so what I was just going to say was that I think that had been the predominant lens that people were seeing this through was a values-based lens. And so I think some of the legislators, you know, that statewide, and that's what they'd been, you know, seeing this as, or seeing how the overall legislature was going to view it. This year, you know, we have two new legislators. We've got Assemblyman Jim Wood and Senator Mike McGuire, as well as our still somewhat new Congressman Jared Huffman. And they have all taken this issue head on, and they're jumping into it without, you know, they're seeing so clearly that this isn't a values issue. It's a regulatory issue. And they're coming into it very clear-eyed and trying to take on specific pieces of it. And they know that they're not going to get everything in place in 1 year. You know, I mean, look at how long we've had, you know, the forest practice rules for timber, and we still make modifications to them each year as we find weaknesses or find things
that
need to be rolled
back. We don't have to go that big.
You know, we modify things as we go along
all the time.
To suit the changes that need to be made. So, but recognizing that, you know, we can get a starting point in place, and it's important because, you know, as you were kind of alluding to, there's nothing around how we regulate cannabis that we don't already know how to do. We do the same thing, you know, with, you know, this is what Fish and Wildlife and the regional water boards are doing now on the things that are within their purview, is they're saying we're just going to regulate these, you know, these kinds of impacts. They're not regulating cannabis. They're regulating, you know, where the water comes from, where the water goes. They're regulating, you know, erosion, sediment, herbicides, pest, you know, runoff and residue, these kinds of things.
Now, that is pretty common in both areas.
Yeah, and they're doing it just the same as they would with any other industry.
KINS, News and Information Time is 844. We'll be back with more from Mark Lovelace.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 848. We're back talking shop with Mark Lovelace. Mark, so where does this thing go? Not legalization, because that of marijuana, that's too easy, but where does the developing of the structure go? I mean, is there a group that's out in front that's writing the proposition? Because you know it's going to end up being sausage. We're not going to do it right. It's going to be, you know, because, well...
We'll get something in
inertia
place
and spend, history just shows. Yeah, we'll get something goofy.
And then we'll spend the next 30 years fixing it.
Well, at least 19. So how do you get that injected into one, if not all of, if multiples are on the ballot? Because I think, correctly, you said most of this comes from the user. I want to use. Mm-hmm. Instead of from the business, okay, let's put this thing in place so that it makes sense for everybody.
So there's two different things that are happening this year. Well, one that's happening this year, one that will be happening the next year. And that's, this year is the time to get a regulatory framework in place. And there's four primary bills in the state legislature. There's a lot of other bills dealing with details around it. As noted, both Assemblyman Wood and Senator McGuire have each introduced bills to deal with aspects of this. And whether or not something's going to come together at the end, and whether we will actually get something out of this session of the legislature remains to be seen. But as you kind of noted, it'll be a starting point. It's not going to be perfect out of the box. And, anytime you get a regulatory any kind of regulation in place, it's a starting point because someone's going to be walking the perimeter fence looking for weaknesses.
Thanks for coming by. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.